This is Josh Clark with today's daily devotion. I am just moved reading through Philippians 1, this book of joy that Philippians is often referred to, and Paul opens the book up. No wonder he's full of joy. He's in prison. He's in chains in a Roman prison, and yet he opens by saying, from the very beginning, saying, "Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." You know, he's wishing them, the Philippians, that they not only get mercy, which is not receiving the bad that we deserve, but that they get grace, that they're overflowing with blessings, almost like the office police officer pulling you over and says, "You know what, you deserve a $100 ticket. I won't give you the $100 ticket. Instead, I'm going to give you $100 to take your wife to dinner." That's grace. He says, "Listen, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." And then he continues to say, "I thank my God," in verse 3, "upon every remembrance of you." You know, this is just so encouraging and convicting to me. How much time do I spend in prayer thanking God for others? And then he goes on to say, "Always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." You know, so not only does he say, "Listen, I wish you grace. I want you to get the good things that we don't deserve." But I also, he says, I thank my God every time I think about you. And what's neat is he doesn't just do this in private, which, you know, I'm challenged and encouraged to do more of, but it's not just in private, but then in public as well, he says to them in this letter. I mean, he's in prison, remember? He's the one in chains, yet he says, "I thank God for you, and I want to publicly let you know this, not just in private in my prayers, praying for you, but I want you to know that I really appreciate you. I'm thankful for you. I appreciate you being a partaker, being a part of my life. And I'm confident that God will continue the work in you." You know, wow, how often do we stop, you know, or do we, to let people know we appreciate them? Or do we think, "You know, my tank is on empty. You know, I just don't have anything more to give. You know, what can I give? You can't give what you don't have." You know, but yet Paul, here he is in prison. If anyone should have an empty tank, it's Paul. I'm like, "Well, Josh, you're not in prison here in Silicon Valley, but you know, you may feel like you're at times, you know, your tank is empty, but you can do more. You can give more." And I think that's the key, one of the keys to Paul's enthusiasm, is that by giving enthusiasm, by acting enthusiastic, by loving and pouring it on others, he himself finds joy, because that's a law of the universe. Give and it shall be given. All right, let's go out there and make it an awesome day as we take a moment to pray for our family and our friends. And then not only to pray, but to express that love and appreciation for others in our life. Have a blessed day.